Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast.
Ruthless but fair. Julia Hartley Brewer.
Comprehensive coverage of all the news stories that matter to you.
Harder, older, Hartley Brewer.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast from Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Julia Hartley Brewer and you are with Talk TV. Now, I've said it 15 times already today. The Chancellor, Jeremy Hunt, is going to announce a further 2p cut to national insurance when he delivers his spring budget today. It's in just an hour's time. It's going to leave 27 million workers £450 a year better off. It comes after another 2p cut in the national insurance last November. Amazingly, we know this in advance from the Chancellor's statement, highly unusual. We are going to bring you that budget statement live here on Talk TV at 12:30. Joining me right now to discuss this and what else we can expect in the budget is the former First Minister of Scotland and ALBA party leader. That is Alex Salmond. Good morning to you, Alex.
Good morning, Julia.
Thank you very much for joining us. First of all, let's talk about what's on the front pages of all the papers, 2p cut in national insurance. We're asking everybody today, what could the Chancellor announce in his budget that would sway your vote? An awful lot of people are coming back and just saying, well, not another 2p cut in national insurance because I'm still not going to be better off than I was a few years ago. I know you're not going to vote Tory, but would that be enough to sway a lot of voters, do you think?
I'm just going to reveal to you exclusively there is nothing Jeremy Hunt can do to get my vote. He's lost my vote, the dreadful man.
He'll be gutted.
I have to say that, listening in the last few minutes to some of the reactions you've had, I mean, they've seen right through him, haven't they? The £400 or so for people on average incomes from a national insurance cut, and that gets swallowed up by council tax rises. And, of course, the fact that the people are paying thousands more for their mortgages at the present moment, thousands more. I mean, they're totally out of a scale of a modest tax cut. So there's two things. One, I think Rishi Sunak and Jeremy Hunt, I think on their political tombstone will be two words, and these are Andrew Bailey, the governor of the Bank of England, who's pursued a lunatic interest rate policy, first of all, not forecasting a rise of inflation, which everybody else in the world realised was coming, and then going in for the successive rise in interest rates, which have cost the average homeowner thousands of pounds, which make it impossible for young people to get on the housing ladder, and which have destroyed small businesses, the length and breadth of the country. And if you think you can salve that injury by giving folk a few hundred pounds that you'll promptly take back in other tax rises, it's lunatic. And that, obviously, cannot be the only thing that's in the budget. Otherwise, the Tories might just as well have the election and be done
I want to come on to possible dates of elections. Obviously, that would be relevant to you as well as the ALBA party leader. But I was suggesting earlier to Lord Hayward, who's a Tory peer and, of course, a pollster, he always talks two different hats on that, whether or not that there'll be something bigger than that. So a lot of talk about whether it's national insurance cut or an income tax cut. Could it be that he's also going to announce a 1p or even 2p basic rate income tax cut? Do you think that is even likely? Is there any, this awful phrase, fiscal headroom for that?
Well, there's not really, of course, but that doesn't mean it won't happen. I mean, I would have to say there must be something else he's keeping up his sleeve. I mean, I know that Jeremy Hunt is not the most flamboyant of performers, but even so, you don't sort of release the headline in your budget two or three days beforehand. There has to be something else there politically. The difficulty is twofold. One is that if you look at the projections of tax as a percentage of national income, then regardless of a two pence cut or even another two pence of income tax, it's still going to hit a record post-war record in about 3-4 years' time, at the end of this decade. You know, it's going to go right back to where it was in 1945-46, about 37%, you know, after fighting a world war. Back in the days of the halcyon days of high Toryism, Mr. Thatcher reduced it to 30%. So, in other words, this government is taxing people more than any government, including Attlee's Labour government,
People aren't stupid. They know it. And this is the thing, a little bit of money here, a little bit of money there. People know. A lot of people are saying, and I know certainly voters on lower incomes and actually an awful lot of people who are just having to deal with these particular public services like the NHS, say they would rather that money was spent on improving public services than they would a personal tax cut, even if they might benefit from it. What would you say to that?
Well, quite right, too, because the Chancellor can't get away with this deception of saying, I'm going to cut your taxes. Well, everybody knows they're actually rising. And, of course, the other interesting thing is, where is he going to tell the markets he's funding these £2 national insurance cut from? Now, the suggestion is it's going to be an extension of the windfall tax on oil and gas. So it'll be Scotland's resources financing Jeremy Hunt's political survival. But there's a magnificent report in the National this morning which talks of a stand-up fight between Douglas Ross, the Tory party leader, and Rishi Sunak at a Downing Street reception on Monday night, with Ross threatening to resign. Now, why it's magnificent, of course, I don't want to be upset all of your political correct viewers, of which there are about two, I think, and I don't want
don't
to be sizes in this, but Douglas Ross and Rishi Sunak have many things in common, one of which is two quite diminutive figures. And the idea of a stand-up fight between the two of them, I mean, they both would have to have stilts to engage in such a thing. Douglas Ross is complaining to the Prime Minister, eyeball to eyeball, that they're going to finance a tax cut out of an extension of windfall taxes, which, of course, won't go down well in some of the few seats that the Tories hold in Scotland. And there is the problem, of course. If you're extending windfall tax.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Then what you should be doing with the money is saving Grangemouth Refinery, putting major investment into industrial infrastructure. You should be making sure that the transition to the green revolution actually doesn't cost jobs but gains jobs. I mean, that's the sort of investment criteria.
Yeah, you can't do that. And as you know, a huge number of jobs in Scotland, highly paid jobs, reliant on that fossil fuel industry. Oh, by the way, small point worth making, the entire British economy is reliant on all of that fossil fuel industry as well. Let me bring you to the date of the next election. I'm sure you're very keen to have an election as soon as possible. We know Labour are. They're sky high in the polls. I imagine probably probably even parties like Reform UK, the Lib Dems are pretty keen on it as well. Tories, though, absolutely terrified of the amount of losses they're going to be making. There's no doubt at all, no matter what happens, there will be a lot of Tory MPs out on their ears worrying about paying their mortgages. Do you think that what has been announced so far, what we could hear in the spring budget in an hour's time, do you think that makes a spring election across the UK, May the 2nd most likely, more likely than an October or November election? Or do you think the government is still going to try and hold on for the, you know, events, dear boy, events? We're so far down in the polls. We will hold out. Something might happen that will push us back up. Which do you think is likely?
Well, it'd be lunatic for the Tories to call an early election. I mean, if people are faced with the prospect of dying in 4 weeks' time or delaying their mortality to the end of the year, then everybody chooses the end of the year, obviously. So I don't think there's going to be an early election. And, of course, there is this glimmer. I mean, the Tories are so totally ham-fisted that in that major brouhaha about the Speaker last week, they didn't realise that the proper target wasn't the hapless Lindsay Hoyle. The proper target was Sir Keir Starmer. Because if they'd actually managed to pin on Starmer that he was blackmailing the Speaker, if they'd managed to make that stick, then that's the sort of serious upset that could have dented Starmer's prospects. I mean, let's remember that the by-election in England last week in Rochdale taught us one thing, and that is that Labour's hold over its voters is not incredibly strong at the present moment. So, although Starmer's lead looks totally unassailable at the present moment, there's just that nagging hope that if they could extend things, there may be weaknesses in the Starmer shield. But of course, you have to have the political competence to be able to seize such an opportunity. And it has to be said that the Tories have got themselves into a low growth equilibrium. There's nothing sensible you can do economically that squares the circle of trying to convince voters you're on the right track and do what's good for the economy. If Hunt looks like he's going to do neither, he's going to put out some bribes that are relatively meaningless, and everybody knows that election bribes, which, of course, is the worst of all things to do. So I doubt, I think the economy is going to sink the Tories. Not so much a case of the economy stupid as the stupid Tories getting sunk by the economy.
Okay, this is why he's Alex Salmond. I'm going to ask you, since you did a comment on the diminutive nature of our Prime Minister and others, what do you make of Lord Mandelson, Peter Mandelson's comments on Times Radio, on his podcast, I think, where he talked to, because all the new Labour people are back, aren't they? People who got us in a lot of this mess in the first place. He was talking about how he thinks that Keir Starmer should lose some of the weight that he's put on, certainly, I think, on the Coronation Chicken circuit over recent months and years, and that he should lose weight. He's been hit back out by Wes Streeting, the Shadow Health Secretary, saying he shouldn't fat shame him, and shouldn't have a porch, shouldn't go on about his porch. What do you make of that, Alex Salmond?
Well, just occasionally in social media and elsewhere, people say that I should be losing lots of weight. It's not just the social media that I get told that. And, that they're absolutely correct. So I should. But I just have so little time for people who get offended or mock offence because somebody else has made a commentary on them. I just think it's one of the great difficulties in modern society of full outrage at this, that, and the next thing. And of course, if you're in politics, you have to take the heat, whatever it is.
Indeed.
And if you can't stand the heat, whether it's because somebody describes you as diminutive or somebody describes you as portly, then the solution is pretty obvious.
I would say, if you can't stand the heat, put down the pizza and get out of the kitchen. Former First Minister of Scotland, Albert Party leader, which I know I've mispronounced for the 18th time, Alex Salmond, thank you so much for joining. He always tells me off. Now, Benedict Spence and economist Justin Urquhart-Stewart are still with me back in the studio. Just in terms of the election date, let's just stick with that. Benedict Spence, do you still think the money should still be on an autumn election? And do you think there's anything that can happen between now and most likely October, because the November presidential election in the US will overtake everything, that could change the fortunes for the Tory party?
I think Alex Salmond was right. His analogy about buying yourself more time. Everybody wants more time. Nobody wants to sort of, especially if you've striven to become prime minister your whole career and then you find yourself prime minister, you're not going to go, oh, well, I'm going to cut it short by 6 months. What can actually happen? the Tories are waiting for a sort of a Hail Mary thing, whereas I think what they do need is very consistent strategy on tax cuts, we're not going to see, and tax reform.
I'm just still not convinced, Justin Urquhart-Stewart, that tax cuts is what people are looking... I mean, everyone would love a tax cut, but I just don't think it's a game changer.
It's not going to have that impact. No, no, no. There's nothing short-term that's really going to turn this round. So, therefore, wait as long as you can, and, yeah, it's going to be a Hail Mary. Can they desperately get something out of the sky is going to come and rescue them.
No, events, dear boy, events. Who knows? Again, we wouldn't have predicted what, you know, well, no one, you know, experts, Ukraine and COVID and all those things as well.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast.
Ruthless but fair. Julia Hartley Brewer.
Comprehensive coverage of all the news stories that matter to you.
Harder, older, Hartley Brewer.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast from Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.